we're back. I think by the time this comes out, we'll have new representatives in Congress. So we can only hope that you assholes voted
to take out Kid Spock.
Yeah. Is my audio even picking up?
Talk, Jason.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
That's kind of quiet, but it's picking up.
All right, sure, fuck it. So,
I mean, we are known for our excellent audio quality.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I mean, I feel like it's going to get worse before it gets any better. And when it does get better, it's just all downhill from there.
Also, this is the my band's... Simple Plan. This is also the Bands We Hate episode, so I have a feeling you're going to get loud.
Oh, dude, I cannot wait to get loud, because there's a lot. There's a lot on this list we found that we just don't agree with, but there's a lot that I do agree with, and there's a few that I'll fight Catherine on.
Yeah.
And so if you hear, like, me punching her, just know it's because...
Just know that I'm going to beat his ass later.
Yeah, so. Just know it's because she said Paramore was a good band. And with that, let's talk about the 2000s. Yeah.
I hate it, thanks.
So, the worst bands, because there's a lot in this new millennia, there is a grotesque amount of shitty fucking bands. Do you have a band to start with?
Do I?
Do you?
Let me pull up my list. Let's see. Oh, this one is in all caps for me because I feel this strongly. Okay. Black Eyed Peas. I fucking hated them.
You hated the Black Eyed Peas?
Oh my god, yeah.
Whoa.
There were a couple good songs. Like, a couple good songs. But so many of them were so bad. Like, there's one album in particular. I mean, like,
Elefunk was a certified classic.
Which one was that?
That was one of their first albums. I think it was, like, their second or third. What's this shit at?
Because, okay, so the album, The End.
Yeah.
Hated that album.
Yeah, it's awful. It's
really bad. Like, that, I think, I didn't really feel that strongly about them, and then that album came out.
So Elefunk was their third album, and that was, like, their hugest album.
Okay, well, oh, yeah, that one. That one, I think, is, like, where they peaked, but I didn't hate them, but I did not feel strongly about them either way. But when The End came out, it just moved straight into hate for me.
This was the album where the song Let's Get Retarded came out.
Yeah.
And then it had to be changed to Let's Get It Started, but it's still Let's Get Retarded. Like, this was, like, this can't come out now.
No.
Like,
no,
this,
no.
The song could not exist now.
They made some
But it
choices.
Happened in, like, 2003.
I also just heard yesterday that they recently came out with new music, but Fergie isn't in it. And so
it's not Black Eyed Peas.
Yeah, so my question is, for what purpose?
It's just Black Eyed Men. That's all it is. Oh, like, there's no Black Eyed Peas. Like, this, there, if they had stopped after Monkey Business, I would have totally been fine, but they didn't. They kept going, and it's just not that fucking good anymore. Like, I don't know. It was a conglomerate mess. I do agree with you that they had certain songs. I think they had way more hits, just because I grew up listening to them a lot. And I was like, all right, yeah, I can fuck
they
with
this.
They
had some hits.
They had some hits.
I'm not saying they're inherently awful.
Yeah.
But I personally did not like them, especially after that one album. Because that album, to me, is when they died.
Yeah, that's fair. For me, I think where do I start? There's a lot.
I've already seen some I disagree with, so.
So, Cobra Starship was a shitty fucking band. And I remember my cousin really liking this band. He's like, oh, I love Cobra Starship. I'm like, no, this band fucking sucks. Like, this band is gone now. This band is some ass. This band was never good. No one could sing. No one could play their instruments. They didn't have anything good. The only thing they're really known for is having a song for Snakes on a Plane.
I like that band.
No. You would. You're also the same person who, like, loved All Time Low.
Yeah.
No. Like, Cobra Starship is garbage.
Yeah. No, I agree. I'm not saying they're good. I like them.
But I like the band name. I think the band name is great, but they deserve something far worse. Cobra Starship is reserved for like a hair metal revival band.
That's true.
That's what it should be reserved for. Mm-hmm. Not this shit. Cobra Starship does not like these guys in this band now are either backup musicians or they work at a Walgreens because they don't exist anymore.
Is this confirmed?
I don't know, but this is the most minimal research I've done to date because I just got lazy and life happened. But without research, I know that Cobra Starship fucking sucks. Like, this band was one of the worst things to come out of the 2000s, especially mid-2000s.
We've lost the whole dynamic of our podcast, though. I'm the one who's supposed to not know anything.
I know, but this is more pure emotion. This is raw, untethered me.
Isn't that an album, Pure Emotion?
By Demi Lovato. So Cobra fucking sucks. I don't have specific examples on why. I just know if I hear them, I'm turning it off. No matter, like, where I am. If I'm at a party and someone's playing an old song of theirs, stopping it right there. I'll call the cops. I'll say there's underage drinking happening. And just be like, why'd you do that? Because Cobra was playing. I can't help it.
Yeah.
You should not have to live through that music. But I did, and I forever ingrained in my head. I don't even remember what their songs were called. But I know if I hear it, I'll hate it. Easily. I know there was a band, or a few that you wanted to contest.
Yeah, I didn't write those down, though, so I'll have to remember.
Oh, my God. I'm not going through that chat again. Because I know you told me some. It's like, I don't have to go.
Yeah, let me think about
sift through that.
Well, like, there were some, like, so, for example, one of the ones I sent to you was Korn was on the list of the 20th.
I don't agree with that.
The 20 worst bands.
Don't agree with that.
I don't think that necessarily Korn is one of the 20 best bands.
Oh, no. They're not the best.
But they don't deserve, I think, to be on the top, lowest 20.
No.
Like, I don't think they were on that level. I think there were so many other bands that deserve it so much more.
Well, if anything, they had an interesting, distinct sound. When you heard that sound, you knew it was them. And they kind of made a cultural impact. Like, they were friends with rappers. Like, they were kind of leading the charge of new metal. Not really leading the charge, but they were part of this very short-lived genre and, like, made it their own and sounded... It was heavy as shit, like, at the time. Like, Korn was better than a lot of bands, like Cobra Starship. Like, if Korn came out with an album around the same time Cobra came up, and that album was way better than whatever Cobra came up with. So that should be obvious into itself. So Korn really didn't deserve to be on that list.
One that I had major beef with is there's one particular list that I disagreed with just about every single thing on that list. And the number one worst band they had was the Jonas Brothers, which I am personally offended by. Because the Jonas Brothers still slap, and I will fight anyone who says otherwise.
Alright, so...
I'm not saying they are top-tier musicians, but I'm saying for their target audience, which is the preteen girl... Shit still slaps.
I mean,
they were good for that audience.
They were part of the machine of the Disney music machine.
Yeah, but
with like
Demi
Lovato, with like Demi Lovato, Miley Cyrus, and all that. They were this new generation.
Yeah.
For our generation, really the next one. What's the one after ours? There's millennials and like Gen Y. Yeah, it's Gen Y, I think. So basically for them and for Catherine that were in love with, like, the Jonas Brothers.
Yeah.
No. I personally could not get into them. Now, as an individual...
You also weren't their target audience.
I was not the target audience. So. No. I was listening to...
Did you get into Jesse McCartney?
Other shit. Here's the thing. I like Jesse McCartney.
Good.
I like Jesse McCartney. He's a great... He came to our college.
I wasn't there that year.
You weren't
there?
So mad. Oh, you fucking suck.
I was in Kentucky.
So basically, there was a poll of who to come. There was someone, there were two other people I totally forgot, but then there was Juicy J or Jesse McCartney.
Oh, yeah.
And the people spoke and said Jesse McCartney.
Obviously. That's an easy choice.
I got a backstage pass to that.
You did?
I did. Yeah. I didn't meet him because I don't think he was there yet, but I got backstage passes. If you can hear that lawnmower outside, It's really funny. But I got backstage passes. I got to be on stage for a little bit. But one, he's great. But individually, like Nick Jonas makes great music. Like these guys like have aged pretty well. One of them is marrying what's her face from Game of Thrones.
I think the only Sophie one Turner. That's not like doing things is like what's
his name? Joe.
Kevin. No.
Kevin? Oh, Kevin.
Joe's in that other band.
Oh yeah. Kevin's not doing anything.
Yeah, I forget what's the band called again?
I don't know.
Ooh, there's the one about the toothbrush, leaving the toothbrush at someone's place. Is it like dance? I want to say it's like dance, but without the A or something
dance.
Like that.
Dank. Dank.
Gross.
Dank.
What's the toothbrush song,
I don't
Siri?
Know, dude. I can also talk about, for anyone...
Yes, dance without an A.
Dance. So if anyone was a big fan of Guitar Hero, which is in the 2000s was a cultural thing.
Oh, yeah.
And then they went broke in, like, 2011 or something. But basically,
R.I.P.
playing Guitar Hero was, like, wild. Like, everyone was going crazy for this shit. The song, Through the Fire and Flames by Dragon Force, was, like...
That's how I know their name.
Was, like, number one as, like, oh, it's one of the hardest songs to play. And then you could just watch YouTube videos of five-year-olds killing this shit. And then... This band...
I could play it on medium.
This band fucking sucks. Like, this band... One, the name is something your dad thinks metal bands are called. Dragon Force. That is not... That is a superpower move from a Power Rangers film. That is, like... That is what... That Dragon Force sounds like if dragons had Jedi powers. Dragon Force. Like, that's what they would be called. But Dragon Force had one notable song, Through the Fire and Flames, and whenever they would perform it live, they wouldn't perform it very good because they fucking sucked. It was just like they were trying to do power metal, like this amped up, like revival thing. Like, you can't bring this back. Sorry. Go find you need a hairstyle. Cut your hair. You look like a fucking mess. Your guitar sucks. Your band sucks. The whole singer sucks. Your guitarist is great in the studio, but you put him in a crowd of like 100 people, he will collapse. Like, this band fucking sucks. They were never good. This song should only exist in Guitar Hero as, like, a preset that they made in their own studio. I thought that's what that was. I didn't know this was a real fucking band. Are you overwhelmed?
I just have nothing to say.
Yeah.
Really.
I mean, neither do I. Like, this band is ass. Avenged Sevenfold. Event Sevenfold is on this list.
I definitely listened to them.
But I did too.
As we've established, I had poor music taste, so take that as you will.
I did too. I did not. I think this band is not good now, but I think their first album was just like, damn, that shit was wild.
If I could bring up some of, like, what is, in my opinion, the most cursed music of the 2000s decade.
Yes.
Crazy Frog.
Oh my god.
The most cursed music that has, like, I will say, all of those lists I found, there was a single list that had Crazy Frog in it. And, like, to me, you cannot justify putting, like, Korn on a list and not having Crazy Frog on it. Like, you can't justify that to
me. Man. Crazy Frog Crazy Frog was what your parents thought was funny and what your relatives thought was funny. Yeah. And I know I had at least one relative or someone that would, like, listen to this voluntarily and think it was funny, or just enjoy it. Crazy Frog is not meant to be enjoyed.
I'd like to think that it's not on these lists because it was so cursed that people completely blocked it out of their minds.
Yeah.
Because that's what I had done until I found it, and I'm like, oh, God.
This was when going viral was beginning to begin.
Yeah.
It's a terrible sense.
And this weird-ass little CGI frog.
A tiny frog singing certain songs in high-pitched covers. And then they sold them as ringtones. I would watch them on TV. Dial this, text this and this, and you'll get this Crazy Frog ringtone.
You couldn't get
ring,
away
ding,
from
ding,
it.
Ding, ding, ding. Like,
it
I could
everywhere.
Hear that shit.
Yeah.
Crazy Whenever frog I would start up my lawnmower, everywhere. That's what I would hear.
It was literally everywhere, especially... around the age that I was at, was right around the age where kids really thought this was the coolest shit ever.
Yeah,
and
you
so
guys
I
just
could
got
not escape it.
You guys just got cell phones.
I didn't.
Oh.
I was still,
How old were you? 11?
I got a cell phone when I was 12, 13. And it was like a shitty flip phone.
I mean, same. And I miss that shit.
I was like, I was 12 or 13.
Heavy duty.
And then I didn't get a smartphone until I was like 16. Fuck.
I will say this band sucks. I think Kings of Leon sucked after their first album. Yeah. It sounds really really hipster to me. Oh, like, after their first album, they totally fucking sucked. But I'm not wrong. Like, they're really good indie rock, and I thought they were from England, but they're from Nashville.
I know two songs. I never
understood what they were fucking saying sometimes.
Yeah. I know two songs by them. Could not name another one. I
forgot what, like, one of the first songs.
I only know Sex on Fire and Use Somebody.
Yeah, that was like that one album where they had all stadium rock. And I will say they succeeded in blowing the fuck up with all those songs. It was like chanty stadium rock that like everyone could sing along to, you know, but I was like, nah, dude, like I don't fuck with this. Like Red Morning Light is like one of their greatest songs. But it's not appreciated, but I was just like, this band, I can't understand what you're fucking saying, and I'm not fucking with this at all. Like doing the whole chanting thing, you and 30 Seconds to Mars are doing it. Like, we get it. We're all going to sing along to this shit for $100 tickets to come see you. Have no stage presence. They have no presence. Which is also why this band sucks. There's no attitude behind it. There's no ampness. There's only, like, I can see them just cashing in a check, like, you know, use somebody.
A cog in the machine.
A cog in the machine, really. Speaking of cogs, because...
Oh, God.
Yeah, it's early.
Buckle in, everyone.
We're only 17 minutes in, and we're finally getting to talk about 21 Pilots. This band is one of the worst bands I've ever heard in my fucking life. 21 Pilots is if the White Stripes gave up and just started using a drum machine. That's what it would sound like. This band is fucking awful. They're a duo from Ohio. Ohio has good shit.
See, the emo, name is misleading.
Emo comes from Ohio.
The name is misleading because I would think that there were 21 of them.
I don't think that much. 21 Pilots, I'm like, that's a... When I first heard them, I'm like, that's a pretty cool name. Heard the music, I'm like, this is a pretty shitty band. I don't think they're any good. They're very bland. They're so bland. Their 21 Pilots is exactly what you think white people food tastes like, unseasoned. That's what this shit is. Unseasoned. I don't know if you can hear me through the lawnmower, but I'll say it again. 21 Pilots is unseasoned white people food. That's what this shit is. It's bland chicken breasts. That's all it is. You just kind of toss it in a pan with some water, and that's it. Like, it just tastes like how meat is supposed to taste, like just bland and like hard to chew on. It's like when you put too much, when you eat too much steak, and you can't swallow it all because you chew too much. Like you bit off more than you can chew. 21 Pilots. They're not good. As I'm ranting about this, Catherine's playing Pokemon Go.
Yep, I won't deny it.
Trying to catch a bay leaf. Hold on, let's see if it stays. Fuck, it stayed. She caught it. Damn. But 21 Pilots fucking sucks. And I know people that love this fucking band. And to those people, I say go fuck yourselves. Because this band is not good. Like, I want you to argue with me. Find me in the street somewhere. I'll be at work. I work in the streets.
Are you a prostitute?
I am on these corners.
You work in those corners. Find me in real
D.C.
Hard all day.
Find me in D.C. I work in D.C. Find me there. Just pull me aside. Hey,
just pull up and say you want to have a good time.
Yeah, just you want a good time. Argue with me about 21 Pilots. Defend this band with your life, and I will snatch your soul from you because this band is fucking ass. Like I don't like any of their songs. The only song I could like accept was the one they did for Suicide Squad. What was it? Heathens.
Yeah.
Heathens.
Yeah.
Heathens. 21 Pilots is one half of Chainsmokers. That's what this fucking band is. It's one half.
Chainsmokers, I think, is worse.
Chainsmokers, like, they're equally as bad.
I think they're worse.
I feel like we could do a whole podcast on Insane Clown Posse.
Yeah, they...
Because this is a terrible fucking...
They were, like, so bad at the point where it's like, do we even have to mention them as a band we hate, or is that just implied?
They are not a band. They're a movement. They're a culture, man. Okay. It's a brotherhood, bro.
Gross.
Bra? I forgot what they call themselves. Oh, Juggalos. I know someone. Yeah, they call themselves Juggalos. I know someone that was in high school. I saw, like, they would listen to, like, possibly the worst music at times and just become super fans. Like, she was a big, or I don't know, is, but I know she got the tattoo, like, it was, like, the Hatchet Man Juggalo on her arm or something. And I was like, why the fuck would you do that? Like, no, that's fucking gross. Like, Juggalo Fest is so disgusting. If you watch videos when you go to work today, it's not safe for work, because I remember watching a video at Juggalo Fest of this girl on a chain link fence pulled her pants down and told guys to come and fuck her in the ass. And so there was just a line of guys taking turns. And it was just like, yeah, this is great. And it's like, yeah, brotherhood. He's like, yeah. So everyone's just smashing this girl up on a chain link fence as, like, this music fest is happening. And it's so fucking gross. It's so like, white people. This is white people.
Yeah.
Once again, white men are awful at, like, shit. Like, this was a rap rock duo. Or is a rap rock duo. Like, this is awful. If this is in your iTunes, or you listen to this at some point in your life, I can't take you seriously. Like, if your job interview, if they ever found out you listened to Insane Clown Posse, you're automatically taken away from even having a chance at that job. You are disqualified.
The first time I ever heard of Insane Clown Posse, a friend was telling me about how they were supposed to have a concert in, like, Australia or something.
Yeah.
And they only sold, like, 4 tickets, so they canceled.
Yeah.
And so that's the first time
nobody fucks with them.
I looked up a song and it was a lyric video. I played like 4 seconds and was like, "That's enough for me."
You know who likes Insane Clown Posse? People in Western Pennsylvania. That's who fucking likes.
That's so specific.
But you know, it's just like filthy people. It's people who live in, like, the boat dunk of Philly.
That's everyone.
Yeah, fuck you guys. Like, I know you guys love Insane Clown Posse. One Bridge Haven, goddamn city. Like, this is awful. Insane Clown Posse, if you've ever listened to this band and have said to yourself, oh, I kind of like this song, jump off a bridge. Jump off the tallest thing you can find. Because I don't want to hear your opinion on anything else. Should this count as band One Direction?
Did they start in the 2000s?
Yeah.
I have no strong feelings about One Direction TVH. They were there... I didn't feel
I can't,
either way. They
I
were just sort of there.
It wasn't my thing.
I don't feel the passion, so.
Fucking is this? What the fuck is this? What the fuck is Broken Side?
Broken Side, I get it.
Broken Side, oh my god.
I get it now.
Oh my god.
You had to say it out
loud. I know, Broken Side. Oh, Broken Side. Ah. Broken Side is an American crunkcore music group. This is not a genre. Crunkcore lasted that year, and that's it.
I don't know who they are, but I already hate them, so.
It's just crunk, which is crunk hip-hop with screamed vocals. No. Skipping over that one. Simple Plan. Yeah, I'll say they suck. I'll say it. Not a Simple Plan. I'm not a Simple Plan man.
I have no strong feelings, once again.
A Simple Fan. This band sucks. Escapes of Fate. Trash. Evanescence is on here, and I don't agree. I don't understand
why.
Neither do
I. That was one of the other ones I was mad about.
I don't understand why, dude. I don't see it.
Oh, here's one that I think everyone can kind of agree.
Ooh.
Alvin and the Chipmunks. It's like Kids Bop level.
Yeah, but it was in like the 80s, 90s.
No, I'm talking the newer movies.
Oh.
The ones that came out in the 2000s, because I feel like it really exploded.
Oh, man, dude.
Yeah.
Fuck that.
I just saw a picture posted this morning of someone's kids dressed in Alvin and the Chipmunk costumes, but they were like, the kid, well, I, kid is a loose, is like, was like 14.
Yeah.
And I'm like, it's, no.
Dude.
No.
No. Fuck you.
I hate capitalism.
Catherine's a socialist, guys.
Actually, I did take a politics quiz the other day.
What are you?
Apparently, I'm 92% socialist, which I didn't see coming. But
yeah. Yeah.
Not sure when it happened, but here I am.
Yeah, Catherine's a Marxist.
I apparently match up with Ted Cruz. I agree with Ted Cruz. Wow. 7% of issues.
Wow.
7%.
Bring that up during Thanksgiving.
He was literally the lowest.
Bring that up during Thanksgiving.
Oh my God.
I agree with Ted Cruz and see which one of you, like,
I said, like, oh, no, well, I great. Said he was like, it tells you how you ranked on every single politician. He was the bottom of my list at 7%.
Dude, he's on the bottom of everyone's list.
That's true. Except for Texans.
You know your company sucks when everyone who interviewed you is gone. Oh, that's a good one.
Now he's on Facebook. Sorry. I'd like to put that out
Sorry.
There. Sorry.
So, to get back on track, aside from Alvin and Chipmunks, all this shit, Good Charlotte existed in the 2000s. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to give a big no to that. They were from Maryland. And that bothered me possibly the most because I grew up in Maryland. And this band with Joel and his brother, Benji Madden, both fucking suck. This band fucking sucks. Good Charlotte. It's these guys combine poser punk, whiny emo, soulless, Nickelbackian sound. That's insane. This is a phrase now. I've just
Nickelbackian?
Nickelbackian. That it's like a religion or like a cult. Yeah. Good Charlotte, The Anthem.
I like The Anthem.
Everyone, that's the only song. That's like the thing. That's the only song. And then they did, there was this album or a few songs where they were like Christian rock lyrics. And I was like, when were you guys newfound newborn Christians? Like, when the fuck did that happen? Like, after they came out with The Anthem, they should have stopped. Like, they weren't emo. They weren't goth. They weren't anything. They were just kind of pop punk for the masses. But they just wore eyeliner and dressed in all black. They were a cookie cutter, super shallow of what they thought, like, goth emo should have been. But they were none of that sound. They were mall rock.
I still have no strong feelings on the subject. So.
You could hear this shit in like a Claire's. You could hear this shit in like a...
No,
Claire's you can totally hear this shit in a Claire's.
Nah, Claire's is more boppy.
You hear this shit in the middle when you're going to the food court in the mall. Like, this is when you hear this shit.
And yeah, sure, there. Not in Claire's, though.
Air Apostle.
No.
Abercrombie. Definitely hear this in Abercrombie.
Nah, too preppy.
Too preppy?
Yeah.
Nah, dude. Good Charlotte is, like, shallow enough to bleed into prep.
Nah, I don't think so.
The
sound isn't the same. Whether or not you're paying attention to whether the sound's generic or not, the sound is not what you hear in those. They don't really play rock.
Yeah, it's not rock. Like that's not a guitar, dude. Like, that's...
Again, it's the sound if you're not paying attention.
Yeah, it's just... I don't know, just... Good Charlotte's not a good band, guys. Like, I think we can all agree, you know, if aliens came, we would give them up for, like, as a sacrifice. I'd be totally fine with that. I'm not... totally fine. Three Doors Down is America's band, I guess. It's like they're a big, like, military band. Catherine's shrugging a lot. It seems like I'm talking a lot.
I just have no strong feelings on most of these bands. I'm like, I mean, sure.
Yeah. Three Doors Down performed at Trump's inauguration. Did you know that? I was at work watching this shit, and they were like, we're going to bring out Three Doors Down! And I was like, what the fuck? Obviously.
That's pretty random.
Because half the music they make, it's for all the soldiers, and it's always about being away from home, and shit like that. And then Kryptonite was, like, their hugest hit in, like, the early 2000s.
Kryptonite's the only song I know by them, so.
It's the only song that's worth really noting. This band sucks. They are for people... This band is for guys with a "Don't Tread on Me" license plate on their car.
Jeez.
And the flag. It's for libertarians. It's for those motherfuckers. This is not a good band. Sorry, not a good band. Let's see what's on this list. Tokyo Hotel. Remember them?
Vaguely. Like, I don't know a lot about them, but I do know them.
Trash. Tokyo Hotel is basically guys who found wigs and makeup and saw a picture of
Scene Kids. I think it was mostly the main guy.
Yeah, it was just him. It was just him. And they were from Germany. They didn't look German. They looked like aliens. They didn't look real. Nothing about them said German. Everything about them said, we're living Hot Topic dolls that you found in the back. That's what they were. Just living, breathing, like, creations.
I just know they had, like, a music video that was one of those, like, weekly things where iTunes was giving it away for free. So I have one of their music videos because of that.
Do you still have that music video?
Somewhere on my iTunes.
Jesus Christ.
I mean, like, I downloaded it a really long time ago, and it... Where I don't know. So it's probably somewhere. It's not on any of my devices right now.
Were you a big 30 Seconds of Mars fan?
No, I knew some of their music.
Yeah.
I
think Jared is a great vocalist.
Yeah. I don't think it's a bad band. I don't, like, love them. I wouldn't say I was a fan, but I think they have some good music, and I wouldn't consider them one of the worst bands.
They're not one of the worst. I just don't think they're particularly good.
No.
It's just, like, there's really... It's just the only thing holding them up is Jared Leto.
Yeah.
Because if he wasn't in that band, this band wouldn't exist. And what kind of shocks me is that he wanted to be a musician... more than an actor. Mm. And I'm like, but you're better at the latter.
Yeah.
Like, he's a great vocalist, but I just don't think he's a musician. It's like, I don't know, bro. Yeah, Jonas Brothers.
See, I'm still mad about that. I still agree. Fight me.
Jonas Brothers.
Yeah.
Limp Bizkit's on here. Yeah, I'll give it to you. But I still like... Like, no one can lie that if you heard Break Stuff in like, a party or some shit, if you heard it somewhere, you're going to want to lose your shit. Like, it's good, fun, bro metal. Good, fun, bro metal. That's what that shit is. Creed.
I know you have feelings on Creed.
Creed.
Because you've ranted to me about Creed a number of times.
Dude, Creed, the lead singer, Scott Stapp, is if Jim Morrison was an evangelical. That's who this guy is. Like, Creed is fucking bad. Creed is that band that tried to cash in on Christian rock. Bless you.
Thank you.
Creed is that band that tried to cash in on Christian rock and then Christian metal, and it just couldn't do it. This was Pearl Jam without emotion. This was every guy post Kurt Cobain wanting to be like him and never sounding like him. There was like a list of bands with blonde-haired guys that wanted to sound like Kurt Cobain. Like Creed, Puddle of Mud, Seether, God, who else? It was just a conglomerate of bands that just like wanted to sound like Kurt Cobain.
Conglomerate.
Okay, big one. And people wanted to sound like Kurt Cobain, wanted to sound like Pearl Jam, Eddie Vedder, and it's just like, I fucking hate this guy's voice. This band is not good. Like, you know, they only had like one or two. The one bright spot of this band is their lead guitarist, who's one of the greatest musicians that's ever existed. He's great. Other than that, no. This, I cannot get behind this band. Like, oh God, what the fuck are their songs?
I had to look it up when you first ranted about them because I couldn't remember what music
they were. Like, he sings like that. It just sounds great.
Yeah, keep going.
It's the fucking worst thing ever. It's so fucking bad.
Also, I'm trying to find their music, and it's just giving me a bunch of, like, not the music, but other media.
See what I mean? Like Creed. Like, you know what? Creed.
With arms wide open.
With arms wide open. Like, God, I fucking hate this band. That was awful.
Yeah. I mean, browse.
Oh, my God. My Sacrifice with arms wide open. Higher. I just remember hearing these songs were hits. These songs were big fucking hits, dude.
Sure were.
Like, they were everywhere. I was just like, what the fuck? Like, they just, like, you couldn't stop not hearing it. It was either in the mall, on MTV all the time. We hear these big power ballads. I'm like, oh, God. I just can't take this shit. And now they don't exist. He's fucking broke. He was losing his mind. He's on drugs now or some shit like that. just, I don't know, it's just not, no. Yeah, so Creed, no. Creed shouldn't, if you have them on your Spotify playlists, or if you listen to this ironically, fine. I get it. Because if we're at a 2000s party and they start playing this shit, of course I'm going to sing it. Because I think
in that exact voice.
Yeah, everyone's going to do it,
you
too.
You know what you sound like when you do that?
Who?
Have you ever seen the video of the lady on like some like news thing trying to do a Jamaican accent?
Oh, my God.
That's what you sound like.
Oh, my God. That sounds so bad. Smiley racist. Yeah, so basically, Creed sounds like that lady trying to do a Jamaican accent.
Yep.
That's what Homeboy sounds like. So, yeah, but if you listen to Creed because you like it, you can crash into the nearest stop sign. Just pull over right now.
That's violent.
Very violent.
I have a feeling you're going to fight me on this one.
Okay.
But Smash Mouth. I've said it before, and I will say it again. I have always hated Smash Mouth.
Why are we here then?
I don't.
What are we doing?
Music. You're still on fucking Facebook. What are you doing?
Sorry, I saw an annoying post. I mean, the whole point of this podcast is to really praise Jesus Christ and Smash Mouth. That's kind of the point of this shit. And
you're just gonna shit. I said it the first episode. I do not like Smash Mouth, and I stand by it.
And yet here we are. We're still going to do a whole Smash Mouth episode.
We are, it's true.
You were like, we're going to do it. We're going to praise these guys. Like, they deserve something.
I'm not saying they didn't hold an important role in the 2000s. Yeah. I'm just saying that I don't like their music.
Well, here's the thing. Smash Mouth is way better than, like, Tokyo Hotel. Smash Mouth is way better than Creed. Smash Mouth is so much better than Blood on the Dance Floor. Smash Mouth is better than Three Doors Down.
I still think Smash Mouth is garbage. This is called Bands We Hate, not bands that are objectively better.
as much as Smash Mouth is, I will say, garbage as a whole, there's layers to that shit. Not lyrically, just musically. I can hear that there's sound. There's a lot of shit happening. I feel this. It is a mess.
I just want you guys to know I'm glaring at Jason right now, because he deserves it.
Look. I'll give it to you. Because I just support Smash Mouth just of how ridiculously amazing and stupid it is. Because yes. I think it's great.
Like I've told you how, we've established multiple times in this podcast, especially in the 2000s, I had very poor music taste, which is why a lot of these bands are ranting about. I'm like, I definitely listened to these bands at some point or another. Not necessarily was I fans of them, but I definitely listened to music.
Yeah.
However, I've literally never liked Smash Mouth's music. Even as a young child with poor taste, I hated Smash Mouth. They'd come on, I'd be like, ugh, it's these people again. I always saw them as like the dads that came to the barbecue that no one ever wanted to come. They were like the weird uncles, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
They were like the weird uncles.
They were Uncle Ted with a band.
Yes, it was Uncle Ted who insisted on like bringing his band to perform at every family event.
Guys,
and no one wanted them to, but no one wanted to say no.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you're not wrong, because they would just wear bolo shirts. They were Guy Fieri before Guy Fieri.
They were just the weird uncles.
They were musical Guy Fieri.
Yeah.
That's who these guys were, or are.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, Homeboy did lose, like, what, 100 pounds? But they all wore Oakley shades, like those shades that, like, only, like, army vets and, like, Marines wear when they drive their Mustangs. I hate Oakley so much because they're just shades that glue to your face. Like you're not in the Mojave. Like you're not in Kandahar.
It's disgusting. Something you might wear in like a tanning bed.
Yeah, those are tanning bed glasses. Like when you wear Oakleys and you have a crew cut, I know the exact type of guy you are.
You're a weird uncle.
You were a fan of Smash Mouth growing up. That's who you were.
And you still are.
Yeah, and you still are, and go fuck yourself. Number one on this list, number one worst band. And there's no argument on this. It's like number one.
Yeah.
It's Nickelback.
Yeah. They were on my list as well.
Canada's not least favorite son.
Yeah.
like, just kind of think about that for a second. This pause of silence is better than Nickelback.
Also, sorry, I was just reading this first quote here.
Yeah, so basically, the entire list has, like, comments from people from, like, the polls. And it said, without a doubt, and whoever voted for Linkin Park, kill yourself.
Found the Linkin Park fan, everyone.
I mean, yeah, LP, man. Well, LP, Linkin Park, like, first two albums, classic, after that.
Yeah, yeah.
Pretty much. I think we can save that for a different podcast, but I can pinpoint the exact time and day when Linkin Park started to suck.
Linkin Park is a band that, like, I also don't think aged well.
No.
Like, I don't want to listen to Linkin Park now.
No. No one does.
They're...
Mike Shinoda, like, doesn't want to do Linkin Park anymore. I hear
people still listening to Linkin Park, like, now. That's just weird. That's a red flag.
I get it if it's in your gym playlist.
Oh my god, yeah.
I get it. Because it's, like, that first album, it's pretty good, hype-ass music, like, yeah, I get it.
But if you just sit down and be like, I want to listen to Linkin Park.
As I do work, you're in the wrong world, buddy. Yeah, you're in the wrong planet.
Wrong decade.
So, Nickelback. Nickelback is another band, one of those, like, Pearl Jammy, Kurt Cobain, wanting to sound hardcore bands, but we're never anything of that. And to make it worse, they're Canadian. And Canada has had great rock bands, like Rush. But this band is... No.
I think they're easily the least respected band from the 2000s. Like, just in general.
Least. They... Linkin Park, these guys look like the guys that always meet at the same bar after work every night and decided...
You said Linkin Park.
Oh, Nickelback, excuse me. Wow. Yeah, Linkin Park met at Hot Topic. Nickelback met in, like, some, like, cheapo bar in the middle of nowhere, Alberta, Canada. Oh, and they just, like, were just like, hey, Chad, this is leads Chad Kroger. Chad, let's start a band. He's like, yeah, let's do it. And then they just started playing bar shows, and then somehow got big. I think that's how it happened. They were an accidental birth. I don't think this band was meant to exist.
They're definitely for the straight whites.
This is uber straight. This is like
that's their. It's not even like a like straight white people listen to this. It's weird. But like I'm talking like this is the band that's like straight white people. This is for you.
Yeah.
Like, that's what this music is.
Guys, this is for you. And they just play, like, generic, generic bar rock music. And it's always about women. It's like, this is country music without the country. Like, it's kind of, like, the same theme. It's always about women and beers and drinking and, like, being alone. And it's just like, but you suck. If you haven't noticed, like, why?
You drink alone for a reason,
you
sir.
Drink alone for, like, me and my fifth of whiskey. Like, why? No, fuck you. Like, a fifth of whiskey is for, like, depressed cinephiles. Like having that shit. Like, it's kind of disgusting. Yeah. Like, fuck you and fuck this band. Like, Nickelback, here's a great quote. I feel bad for Avril Lavigne. Avril Lavigne was married to Chad Kroger.
Valid.
For Lord knows, for, like, a few years. Like, dude, like, what the fuck? Like, there's no... It's the Nick Cage of the music world.
That's super true,
it's
though.
The Nick Cage it's of music. So yeah, but Nick Cage has this moment where he'll be garbage, but he'll be amazing. You know that. You know, like, when he can be an amazing actor, he can be an amazing actor. Nickelback can't make amazing music. That's Look true. At the jeans this Chad Kroger is wearing. He's got that fucking... rock cross on his right leg.
Kill me.
Jesus Christ. Like, these white guys look the same. Chin, the same eyes. This is Hitler's dream. Nickelback is what Hitler wanted. This is what this is. The Fourth Reich right here. Fucking Nickelback.
Why are you like this?
I don't know. Nickelback is fucking bad, dude. Like, this band... This is if Cream Cheese was a person and was able to play an instrument. This is it. Like, God, this is so bad. Nickelback. No. Look at this photograph. I'm like, fuck you. I'm not looking at shit. Fuck you. You can't make me do anything. look at this photograph. Every time I look at it, it makes me laugh. That's a fucking, that's the first lyric in that song.
Do you ever just look at a photograph and be like, haha, that sure made me laugh.
And then he wrote it down, and then it became a hit fucking song.
Yeah.
Nickelback is privileged.
To be used in so many photo slideshows for the rest of eternity.
This band is the epitome of privilege. The absolute epitome of privilege. Nickelback could have performed at Trump's inauguration, too, with Three Doors Down.
That's true. They totally could have.
They totally could have. They could have performed, and no one would have realized that they're Canadian.
How to categorize someone as a bad band versus a good band? Would they perform at Trump's inauguration?
Yeah. Three Doors Down did, so you know where you know where they stand. Yeah. So I think that's a pretty good list.
Yeah, I mean, you can't really go after.
I've never screamed so much. I've screamed so much today.
I feel like I have heard you scream this much before.
Yeah. This is pretty tame.
This is the most you've done it in the podcast.
Yes. But in public, I've definitely done it worse. Because I'm just so passionate.
Yeah, let's call it passion.
Let's call it passion. Let's call it art.
Yeah.
That's what this shit is. Mm-hmm. So that's a wrap on this episode on me ranting about shit bands and Catherine's mild opinions.
Yeah.
I love this.
I think that's another way we about like part of our dynamic is you have very strong opinions and mine are usually a little more like
I mean,
this is generally how I feel, but like
I'm super hot sauce and Catherine is green mild sauce.
Nah, I'm like a good old basil aioli.
Yeah, I'm definitely the hot sauce.
That's like white people hot sauce. The basil gives it.
Oh my god. I'm definitely habanero and your basil.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's kind of it.
Yeah, pretty much. I love a good aioli.
Oh my god. Dude, Jesus Christ.
Guess who prepared an album of the week this week?
Ooh, who? You?
I did. Did you? Did.
I believe I did.
Sure you did.
I believe I did. But you go first.
Okay, mine is Confessions on a Dance Floor by Madonna.
Wow! Great album.
I agree.
Killer album.
And I'll be completely honest and say that one of the main reasons is because I recently rediscovered a song I'd forgotten about, Hung Up. And
I have been
obsessively listening to that song for probably about 3 weeks.
Unapologetically blast that shit on my way to work.
It's the perfect song for, like, driving aggressively with the windows down. So, like, every time I commute.
I'm just more... It's one of the few people in this world that can sample ABBA.
Yes.
And almost elevate it.
It's so good.
It's so good.
Because also, I love ABBA, so... ABBA. I can't say words today. I love ABBA, so it just... You really can't get better than that for me. What are you smiling at?
I didn't prepare.
Ha! 2 weeks in a row.
Let's go with... Yeah, I mean, I didn't prepare. Let's go with... let's go with...
You said let's go with like 4 times now.
Let's go with Hot Fuss by The Killers.
Yeah, that's a good one.
That's one of the few, that's like one of like the handful of albums in the 2000s that every song was a like hit after hit after hit.
Every song slaps.
Every fucking song. Yeah.
Yeah.
Killers, Madonna, what better way to end this podcast? So join us next time when we talk about the best TV show themes. And when I get to talk an entire half hour on how Smallville had the greatest theme song ever. Don't laugh at me, dude. I'm so fucking right.